Welcome to the Business Behind the Scene podcast with Francesca Moy, where we talk all about real business problems, real solutions, and getting actual results in your business. Hello, 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 and welcome to episode number 126 of Business Behind the Scene. It's all about what you're doing when nobody's watching, hey? You know how a lot of us are like, I want to do this, I want to do that in my business, and then nobody's watching and we're like procrastinating, we're not following our own calendar, we maybe don't have anything on the calendar, and then things pile up, the ideas pile up, and then we have all these tasks that haven't been done, and then all of a sudden we're like, I'm not successful. Listen, I hear you. I just finished a four-day amazing holiday and I came back, and this morning I was like, I don't really feel like coming to work. And I have to say, I did not succeed. In my first probably 2 hours of work, I did not succeed. My brain was like foggy and I was like, I don't want to do this. I want to go back on holiday. Why did I start on holiday? 4 days is not enough. Right? And then I was like, okay, what do I tell my clients? Just do it. Stop negotiating with your brain. You got another 6 hours and then you're going off. You're going to have a lovely evening. And then I'm teaching a three-day bootcamp to scale in the next 3 days, which I'm super excited about. And I was just like, I just wanted to do that today. I was like, can I just teach a bootcamp to scale? I don't want to do all the things, right? So the brain is always going to have a different expectation. But the question is, what do you do when nobody's watching? Are you following your own strategy? Are you visible on social media? Or are you staying hidden? I honestly can't tell you how passionate I am about this. How many of people that are saying, Francesca, I really, really, really want to grow my business. I really, really, really wanted to make money, but money's not coming. And so, listen, money's not going to knock on your door and go, hi, I'm money. Do you want me have, you want to keep me? No, money's going to show up the only the moment that we show up. Only the moment that we show up consistently on our social media. Only the moment that we step up and we stop making excuses. I know that for a fact because I have done that myself. And every time I step up and I put myself on social media a little consistent, I get results. Every single time. So I know that this is the magic formula. So now I've built so much momentum in my business that now for me it's easy enough to have enough evidence that if I do X, Y, and Z in my business, in my social media, I will get results. But many of you don't have that. You don't have that security. You don't have that certainty. You don't have that point of, you know, measuring, like going like, all right, if I do this, then that's going to happen. You don't know that. So the uncertainty kicks in and you're going to go, pam, pam, I do not want to fail again. So what you do is that you hide even more. I know you're nodding at this and you're smiling at me. I know I resonate with this. I know that because I got to know you all so much that I know what's happening in your brain, and that's okay. Don't judge it. Don't be angry. Don't think that you're not good enough. None of that is true. The only thing you're going to do is that even if you don't want to do it, you just do it. Even if you don't feel like posting on social media, you just post. Even if you don't want to, you just do it anyway. Even if you don't want to do a live, you do it anyway. Literally. Literally. That's how it's going to get done. If you want real result, you got to show up. You got to do things. You cannot hide. It's just not going to happen. So for me, it's been priceless, like priceless, to be able to really see the difference between when I hide and when I'm active. It's just tangible. The results that I get is tangible. But I also want to remind you that sometimes I do post things and there's crickets. Still now. And my ego kicks in and it's like, what's the point? There's nobody there. Right, ego, whatever. And I'm gonna force myself to keep doing it. And when I do, eventually results come. So I just wanted to remind you, just compound effect. Just keep doing the things that you know are gonna bring you the momentum, even when there's nothing there, even when there is crickets, even then when you just think that going for watching the TV and watching Netflix is way more useful. It's not. Long term, it's not. I mean, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be watching TV series because I do watch them, but you gotta use that as a reward. I do all of these things and then I'm gonna watch that. I'm going to do all of these things and then I'm going to make sure that I reward myself, right? I go to the gym, I go for a walk, I go for dinner with my friends, whatever it is I need to do, I'll do once I've got the things that I need to get done. So if you guys want to really grow your business, it's really important that you think about what is your activity on your social media. Have you been invisible every single day? Do people know what you do from your social media? If someone stalks you on your personal profile, can they tell exactly what you do, who you are, and what's your business, and who do you help, and what solutions do you have to what problems? If the answer is no, that means that you haven't been consistent enough. And it's time for you to change the story. Trust me, the moment that you put yourself out there on social media and you add value and you get people to like go, oh my gosh, I've been following this person for a couple of days and I got so much value already. I love it. I love it. Every time this person is on, you're going to be like, oh, this person is on. So exciting. So I would love you to now do a little exercise. Go and find someone in your industry, if you want, that you look at them at the profile and go, wow, there is so much value in here. I love it. And that is what you need to do. Now, it's also true, and I know this for a fact, that there is people that got a huge following and they don't know how to monetize it. I know that for sure. Those people need me badly. Because I know, as I'm the opposite, I know exactly how to monetize. I know exactly how to grow your following. And I can help you with that. But if you want to start to get momentum, then we can show you how to monetize it. It's going to be so useful for you to have the momentum, to have this following, to have the people in there. And if your brain is telling you it's too hard, tell your brain to think it again. It's not too hard. It's easier than you think. You just have to do it even when you don't feel like it. That's literally how it is. And you got to do some marketing research. You're going to have a look at these other people that are doing it and come up with ideas of going, oh, I can do something similar to that. Don't copy. Not asking you to copy, because copy never works. But tapping into your IP, tapping into your knowledge. What do you know that you can share? What else could you share about that is similar to that? And bring those stories up and do as much as you can to really show people that you are there, that you are a teacher, that you can show them, that you can help them, that you have the knowledge. If people watch your videos and they know who you are or listen to your podcast, whatever it is that you want to do, whatever area you want to choose, they've got to be able to watch you and go, wow, this person knows their stuff. I love watching this person. I love studying from this person. I love, the knowledge that this person has. I wonder how it is working with them. I wonder how it is joining the program. I wonder how it is to be the client. I would love, 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 love to see that. Oh my goodness. I would love that. So let's remember that you need to be consistent in front of your audience for your audience to remember your name. They're never going to watch one video and go, oh yeah, that person will remember your name. They're going to watch multiple videos, multiple posts, multiple things for them to go, yes, I remember that person's name. And I can Google you. I can find your name again. Right? Literally this morning I found someone. I was like, ooh, this is a very good profile. And I watched, literally scrolled for quite a bit. And then now I wanted to show one on my team and I'm like, oh no, I can't find it anymore. And thank goodness that I sent it to someone else. So I found it. But if not, I could have never remembered her name. It was way too early. I'm too new to follow her to know her name, right? We've got so many things new in our brain. So your followers is not going to know someone, your name, until they follow you for long enough. And if you disappear after two posts because you didn't get results, they're never going to find you. So remember, consistency is key. If you're not consistent, they're not going to find you. They're not going to remember who you are. They're never going to be the expert in your niche. So we're going to step up. And to set up, means go do your Facebook lives, post on your personal profile on Facebook. If your audience is on Instagram, go for it. But choose one. I don't recommend to be active in multiple platforms. Choose one and nail that one. You have got this. You're an expert. People need you. Let's do it. Right? Let's do it. All right, everybody, listen, if you are in my group, Workshop Secret for Coaches, lots of people from my group at the moment are joining my program, which is so exciting to hear. And if you have missed the special that we had in April, don't you worry. we can still help you out in your business. We can show you how to go completely fully booked one-to-one or move to one-to-many. So if you've been listening to this for a while and you go, I am ready to do one-to-many, we can give you a free sales calculator audit, which means I'm going to jump in a call with you personally for free and have a look at your funnel, have a look at what you're doing in your business right now. And when I say funnel, no, I'm not talking about anything automated or crazy. I'm just saying, what is your business plan, pretty much, right? I call funnel a business plan. So I'm going, what is your business plan? What are you doing? How are you doing it at every level of your funnel? So the top of the funnel should be when you are engaging with people, when you are, what I'm doing right now, right? Giving before they even pay me. This is exactly the top of your funnel. What are you doing there? And then taking people through the middle of the funnel, what is that step for you? And then take them to your program. A lot of people just work on their programs. I've got a program, nobody wants to buy it. Yeah, because you haven't got the top and middle of the funnel sorted. So let's go. Very important that we just change our brain to make sure that we have a plan. So if you want, I can only do the first five people that he listen to this. And listen, don't just go, oh, first five people. I'm sure that multiple people would have listened to this. You never know that I've got an open spot and I'm going to give it to you. So just go for it. You never know your luck if you're not try. You're never going to be in it until you try it. So go and email marketing@empoweringevents.com.au. marketing@empoweringevents.com.au, or just message me on Facebook, Francesca Moy, and say sales calculator. I was listening to your podcast and you said you would do a sales calculator. Is there any available left? And I will let you know. If there is, I will book it in with you. And if there isn't, I'm sure we will have something else on at the time. We always have things on that we offer to our beautiful audience. So just give it a go. Give it a go. Message me, sales calculator on Facebook at Francesca Moy business page, and you'll be able to get in a call with me privately. How amazing is that? All right, my beautiful people, I wanted to give a shout out to all the gorgeous people that went today into my free training that I do every Tuesday morning inside of my Workshop Secret for Coaches Facebook group. And they were all on fire. And they were like, oh my gosh, this was so valuable. This was so great. So if you want to learn how to run a high ticket program and you don't know how to set it up, then go into that Facebook group and find that training, because it was bloody amazing and everybody loved it this morning, and I look forward for you to have it too. See how many free stuff I give you? How much stuff are you giving to your audience for them to love you before they even pay you? That is the goal. That is the secret to really strategic organic marketing strategies, and that's what I love doing. All right, my beautiful people, you have a fabulous day. I have a long, long 3 days moving forward. So I'll be in a room teaching for literally 10 hours in front of the camera, which I'm so excited about. And I will see you there. Well, no, I won't see you there. I will see you at the Workshop Secret for Coaches. So make sure to join our group. Bye. Hey, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, then you have to come to check out our Facebook group, Workshop Secrets for Coaches. It's a community of over 9,500 coaches that are ready to boom their business by running workshops. They are stuck in one-on-one coaching and they're ready to start to go one-to-many. So if you are one of those coaches, then you have to join us. I look forward to see you there. And hey, don't forget to hit the subscribe button and leave me a review to win a ticket to one of my workshops. I look forward to see you there.